Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Right now we are pretty chilly. We had rain and windstorms yesterday night, and it's going to go down to about 21 with the wind chill tonight, so it's a bit nippy here, but other than that, I'm in where it's warm. Cats are all settled in. And we are live. I heard you had some pretty severe wind last night yourself down there in Florida.
Ooh, it's a little chilly for us down here. Everybody was wearing sweaters and some of them coats. And tomorrow it's supposed to get a little bit chillier. So we had some major cold front come in last night. We dropped 25 degrees. And
wow.
Just as from one high to the next in the day. So, you know, it dropped pretty far down last night. And it's going to stay cold. But, hey, we're in Florida. This is cold for us. But God bless y'all's hearts for up north. It's going to get cold up there.
Well, we had 2 days that we were actually in the upper 50s and 60s. And I have grass growing in my yard where all the fallen leaves have fallen. It was the weirdest thing. I walked out there, and they looked like little teeny heads with hair sticking straight up, these little patches of grass everywhere, bright green. I'm like, what just happened? So it's kind of cute out there right now. Well, we have a beautiful moon tonight, don't we? Don't you love this moon in the chart tonight for the show?
I love Taurus moon. It's always so sweet. I'm glad it's away from Uranus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I hear that. But I like the trines of both the sun and Mercury tonight, and I thought, this could be really great. It could be a nice stabilizer about looking at goals and looking about, you know, security and doing what you love. Having integrity, I like all that. It's pretty sweet. I also like Mars in trine to Chiron.
Yes.
That's a nice hit.
It is. Sudden changes afoot. We're, the theme is a slow and steady transformation and change. But with that Mars trine Chiron, it's kind of fun because it kind of zips along at its own pace, and all of a sudden something just shifts and changes, and you're on your way again. It's really cool.
I'm loving it. We had this lunar eclipse coming up on January 10th, and everybody's talking about it. What's your take on it?
Well, I was going to say, hey, you're the Cancer baby. Let's hear from the full moon, an eclipse from you first.
I have so many oppositions in my chart right now that I feel like a cat chasing my tail. And I can't seem to, like, come in for a soft landing. At least I'm not dizzy. I'm still going in a circular motion like the moon, but, you know, really? But I'm very, very busy. I'm very happy. Start some new programs, new classes. I think you're doing the same thing this year, too, I think, because you're having the Capricorn squares, or I'm having the Capricorn oppositions, but we're all meeting that challenge of wanting to teach people what we know with integrity and kindness and sincerity. So I'm really liking this particular full moon a lot, actually. There's not very many squares here whatsoever. I mean, there's more oppositions, which oppositions to me give us choices. Something
Correct.
Presents itself, and you can either embrace it or you can just gently push it off. It doesn't have to be a command performance. But as long as you keep your promises you make to other people and any promise you make to yourself, I think you're pretty safe with this one. What do you think?
I do. It's all about that integrity. It's all about setting that foundation and emotionally stabilizing that point of what is your truth and what you stand on. The thing I like about this chart is we have Uranus in conjunct Mars at this time period, which what this does at this time, too, is when we start to take a step off in an opposite direction of where we should, Uranus comes and says, hey. So when we get frustrated with something during this period of time, it goes back to, and that's why I like this full moon chart, is looking at, okay, I need to rebalance something. I need to take that second look or go back and look again. So I really like this as far as examination is concerned when you're frustrated with your actions as well.
I so agree. Now, the interesting thing is that Venus makes no major aspects to any traditional planets in this chart, in Aquarius and the 10th house. So because of that, I think no matter what we take on as our journey, as our mission, as our responsibilities and all that, I think it's with Venus and Aquarius, there's a part of us that is uniquely self. And we do a lot of things, we think a lot of things, we read a lot of things, we help a lot of people, but in the end game, to look at ourselves as infinite light as well at the end of the day. I just love that thought. I was like, wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love this Venus standing on its own. Okay, because
it
also gives us, it gives it without influence, okay, and it gives us an opening and a channel for our benefit to really see, okay, really, what is the true end game? What are we doing in our life, and why are we doing it that way, okay? So it gives a bigger picture all by itself instead of having an influence of another planet kind of dancing with it. So I find it to be beautiful with all the standalone Capricorn planets that we have right now. I find it to really enhance that of solidity of our own that we can get out of that.
Absolutely. Positively. Wow. We live in interesting times, that's for sure. That is for
sure. Yes, we do.
We have a lot of people on hold tonight, so I guess we should get started and see how many people we can help tonight. I'm very happy to see the queue full, and thank you all for calling in and listening, and hopefully we'll get to as many of you as we can this evening. And Happy New Year. You ready for the first one?
Okay.
Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey. Ladies, gratitude and happy blessings and prosperous blessings and healthy blessings for 2020. So it's how many years we've been talking to each other, I tell you.
It's been wonderful.
Yes.
I love that you're our first caller. That's so awesome. Happy
awesome.
New
Thank
year.
You very much. But yes, as to you and everyone else on hold, too. So...
What's up for the new year?
Well, I feel a lot of energy coming on right now. I don't know why, but I got my last project done I wanted to in December 31st. Got some other projects on. I got a drum class coming up and got some presentations. So it's been I like it, what's going on. Good energy right now for my son, I feel.
It is. For the next couple of months, Marcy, for the next couple of months, Mars is transiting through your first house. So get up and go because Mars is going to keep you running for about 2.5 months here. Okay? So realize that that's going to be a fun and interesting adventure during that period of time.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be lots of fun. It'll be lots of fun. Looking forward to it. Yeah.
Absolutely positively. Now, I want to tell you something. Jupiter only sits on your south node every 12 years, okay? And the south node is lining up with your south node, and Jupiter is there at the same time. So this is a time that what is empty with you will now be filled because Jupiter is the planet of abundance. So it's things that you have not, you have been working on, you've been trying to perfect, you've been trying to move forward with. Now is that time. And I so agree with Jacqueline about this Mars energy. Launch, launch, launch. Okay?
This is a busy time for you, and it's a really good time for you. I just love this because, again, here, you're going to see great benefit out of it, not only for your own personal value, but also financially, which I'm sure you're happy to hear.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I got a promotion for a thank you and got some money from that, and then I think I got a bonus too, so it was pretty good for the new year. So
we're so excited for you. This is great.
You realize, of course,
that Neptune is sitting on your Chiron right now. Now, Neptune has not sat on this star for 165 years. Okay? So it's a new passage for everybody. But with you, you're sitting on your Chiron, your wounded healer. So when you go in there and you want to find the solution, you want to make everything better, whether you're doing healing work, whether you're working a job, you know, you're the solution finder. Because you've got several planets in Virgo in your ninth, and they're all complemented by this Capricorn parade we have going on. I am just so excited about you making your dreams happen here. I really am.
No, thank you. It's interesting. I was talking to an astrologer, and does these moments in our chart, do they pop up as the same as others for other signs too? Like, when it's the time for abundance or whatever. Just wondered about that.
Every chart, every natal chart, is 144 angles in dynamic.
Okay.
And that's why people contact astrologers, because as much as we can multitask, most of us in this day and age because of our technology, there's a lot to integrate. And after we do it for a certain period of years, like me and Jacqueline have, we tend to go in there and we see all of it at once. It's hard for us to get all out of our mouth in a minute. And on the radio show, of course, we're limited because we want to see as many people as we can. But we're trying to tell you everything that we see, and we see so much. Right, Jacqueline? It's, like, amazing.
Yeah.
And each person's individual. Remember, even though there's 144 variables, that each person is uniquely different than the other in each chart. So the timing of things or how things happen for each individual is uniquely different as well. So your experience isn't what somebody else is going to experience. We have the outer planets, which do give us group experiences, but it's very personal in most of the details. Remember that.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know. Yeah.
Wow. We're always happy to speak with you, you know. And the Capricorn planets, they move to your second house, and your value system, and how you earn your daily bread, temple of your body, any spiritual rituals you create, your drumming, everything. And you're going to be going to a Jupiter square before the close of this year, because Jupiter's only in Capricorn for a year every 12. And so what's happening is it's going to end up squaring your Jupiter towards the end of 2020, where you're going to feel like you're the freaking luckiest man on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Gotta take advantage of this energy for sure.
Yeah, because Jupiter squares are kinder than all the others, just because Jupiter says, okay, you were reaching for the star, here it is in the palm of your hand. Bless you. It's kind of a sweet energy. So you're going to do really well. We're happy to speak to you always, Jay. You're such a wonderful light giver and light bringer.
Yeah, thank you so much. Same to you, both of you, for all your time that you've given to everybody else and the world, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I got some beautiful trines building up here, you know, with your Venus and Taurus, too. So you're going to feel more grounded. You're going to feel more thankful. People are going to be, like you said, appreciate you more. You just said that to us and you signed on. But looking at the chart, I knew that because Venus in your chart in Edmonton is in Taurus in the sixth house. And I figured, and you said that people gave you a bonus. They're appreciating your work. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Yeah, finally. So,
well, you know, again,
much.
Things to come to you when you're ready to receive it and be thankful for it and use it as the next step of your ladder. as you move towards your divine light of where you need to be. And you're feeling it now. You've got enough sustaining trines. The square is just indicated in Aries. You know, Aries is a very misunderstood sign, you know, because it's the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb. And I know you. You can go from one mode to the other probably in a red-hot minute, can't you?
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir. So this time is going to really serve you to know when there's urgency and when there's time to develop something more long-term behind the scenes. So I think it's going to serve you well. It's going to serve you well.
Right.
Do you agree with me, Jacqueline?
I do.
It's going to be awesome. Awesome year. Watch your change.
Keep us posted. For you.
Yeah.
Yep. You keep us posted. Call in more often. We miss you.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll have to talk about your charts. So. Yes.
No pressure.
Thank you so much. Anyhow, lovely talking to you. Universe, thank
all
you, too.
God bless
so,
you.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Blessings to all of you. Bye-bye.
Amazing. When you meet the challenge and you prosper, what a great feeling that is. All that cardinal energy acting in this chart, it's just amazing. It's just amazing.
It took a lot of work to get there. I'm proud of them.
Me too. So you're ready for the next one? This one's from your neck of the woods, I believe.
Okay.
Area code 561287, you're on the air.
Happy New Year to you both. How are you?
Happy
this is Stacy.
Happy New
Year
to you.
Thank you.
Hey,
my
Stacey.
Birthday passed. Yeah, my birthday was the day after Christmas, and I really was looking forward to, you know, friends saying, let's go out, do something, New Year's, nothing. I completely got ignored. So I think I'm going to end the chapter of my friendships with them because I feel like, you know, I think it's not a good thing, you know, to start the New Year off. I figure hopefully I can make new friends that, you know, I just feel better around, not feeling like I'm overlooked, put it that way. You know, they went out and did something else, and I never even got a call, so I just figure I'm not going to even respond. So besides that, I'm still waiting on, you know, work opportunities. I just feel like everything's been at a standstill for, like, forever, you know.
Well, right now I'm thinking because the trines that I'm seeing in your chart, we have a Capricorn parade going on right now, and all these planets are already past your sun, okay, in early Capricorn, and your Mercury in early Capricorn. But they are forming trines to your Pluto in the ninth house of God watching over you, metaphysics, and spirituality. And I think if you're looking to just find friends, like they're in the workplace or whatever, or the neighbors and all that stuff, I think you need to find a spiritual place that actually feeds your soul, because you're more apt to create friendships there with people that are also seekers and also have been trying to find their way. And the beautiful thing about being around seekers is because they don't accept no for an answer. They say, oh, that door closed, so there's another one opening. Let me open this window, whatever. You need to be around more positive people, and I know there's places down there where you live right now that you could basically tap into if you chose to do that, okay? I don't care if it's a spiritual church. I don't care if it's a meditation group. Meetup has those things down there, too. These things are not going to cost you any money, honey. And I have to tell you that you're more apt to find people that vibrate your frequency when you go the spiritual path. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. I'm looking at a couple different things here. First of all, instead of looking at your transits for now, I looked at your solar return to see the stamp or the impression for the year. Okay, and you have Mars in your natal 11th house, and it is conjunct both your Venus and your Neptune. 11th house is friendships, groups of people, okay? It's all about, and you're right, this is a time to start anew. It's time to start fresh. But what I'm going to say about this with your friendships, just set them down and walk away. You don't have to do anything, but just start looking in a different direction. Because with Neptune conjunct Mars, they may come back to you, and you may have a different grounding that they can appreciate you more at that point in time. It's not about just, oh, I'm going to get back and I'm just never going to speak to these people again. Just don't go out of your way. Don't think about it. Just move on. And I agree with Aphrodite.
One of them, I brought it up, and I brought it up like a year ago, and she still did the same thing. So you would think she would understand.
But it's about just walking away and letting it be, okay? The other thing is, I don't know how to explain it.
I'm very sensitive. She says to me that I'm too sensitive, so I thought that was a really bad cop-out.
Well, you know, here again, that's her choice to think that or believe that. Again, the spiritual realm is a lot better. She has to be some kind of earth-grounded individual with very little water, and you're teaching her about emotions. That's what that's all about.
So what's the best sign for me to be friends with, you're saying?
Water signs could serve you well, is what I'm trying to say. Okay?
She is a water sign.
Well, you know, here again, each individual, and there's no, you know, when I try and give you a generality, each individual has a specific amount of a specific ingredient, and it may not be the right ingredient for you. That's become generalities like what sunshine should I look at aren't the most accurate to look at because of the 10 planets, 12 signs, and 12 houses that we look at.
But
you
don't think I'm more Sagittarius than Capricorn? Because, I don't know, it just,
no.
My...
You're Mercury in Capricorn, Sun in Capricorn. You have a Sagittarian influence because of the ascendant and because of the early degrees of your Sun Mercury. And they are in an Aries sign, you know, an Aries house, so there is some fire to you. That's no doubt about that. But your heart and soul and who you are and how you think is truly there as a Capricorn. Now,
yeah, but Capricorns usually have good jobs. And
just wait, because that's the other thing I did want to tell you about, Stacy, is that in your solar return this year, that Venus that we were talking about standing alone, it does not stand alone in your chart. And in your solar return, it is in your sixth house of work, okay? And it is entrined to your midhaven, which is in Taurus. It's a beautiful, beautiful trine. You're going to cosmically get a job this year. There's no doubt in my mind this Venus is going to manifest it. It's only a matter of time.
Do you know when?
It's only a matter of time. I don't have an exact timing of it. I didn't look that closely at that. But
yeah, because right now I'm in debt. I'm in debt right now, and I'm really scared.
And it's all about your faith is what I'm trying to talk to you about. That's the whole point of this whole thing. It's a test in your faith, not to fear the situation, but to really trust that it's coming to you. Okay? That's the whole lesson, the whole trick in the situation.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, you have to, you know, be able to live, you know. It's just... You know, it's just you can't live on a credit card, basically.
Right. But you have all this Capricorn right now, very persistent in your first house, and there's a lot of trines right now to your Pluto, your planet of empowerment in the ninth house. I have a feeling because of all these trines to your ninth house, you would be better off doing a job that you do virtually rather than going to a place of employ. That's what it looks like to me. It seems pretty clear. And Uranus is going to turn around on the 10th of this month. I think if you decide to do something virtually with the skills you already have, if you work from your home or your computer, whatever, I have a feeling that that's going to manifest before the end of this month. So look at the virtual jobs rather than ones you go to a place, Stace. For now, over the next couple of weeks, just do this because I think it's going to come through. This is an Aquarius sitting on your part of fortune, okay, on the lunar eclipse. Aquarius is all about computer technology, working from your home. You have to spend money for gas and stuff like that. You have to worry about coworkers and stuff. You're doing an individual task for your employer without a lot of distractions. And then the friendships you create, you can go to a spiritual place on the weekend and meet people that are real. It's about also changing your lifestyle a little bit here, honey. But we got to go because we got a queue full tonight. But I love you. And try and look at a different, look at some individual mutual opportunities because you're good on a computer, hon. Look at that next, okay?
Yeah, but then they want a fax machine. They want everything, all that.
Not always.
Not necessarily.
It depends
true.
On the job. Nope. It depends on the job.
You know,
don't find
an
reasons
office
why not.
Benefit.
Find reasons why to do. Okay?
Okay.
Keep us posted, okay? All right?
Okay, thank
God
you.
God bless you. God bless you. Bye. I'd rather see you work independently, like in that kind of environment right now, remotely, because I just think it's going to serve her better. I know so many people that are doing that now. Many different, you know, corporations are doing that now because, number one, they don't have the overhead. And you can tap into this and you can use your skill level. And at the end of the day, when you sign off, you're done. You know, there's no backlash. There's no, everything like on a computer is saved. They know exactly what you're doing and how you did it and all that stuff. So there's no questions asked. There's nobody saying he, she did this, did that, like in a workplace. And I think that would be the best for her right now. What do you think? Am I crazy?
No, I see it. I see. Mm-hmm. See it in her chart. I think she'd work best.
Yep. So are we ready for the next one, you think?
Okay.
All right, then. Erica 631, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, we're here.
Yeah, hi, my name is Rita.
Lita?
Hi, Rita. Have you called
that
before?
No, this is my first time calling.
Okay.
So I would like to know what my future is going to bring it to me.
Okay, Rita, what's your birthday?
My birthday is 6854.
And do you know what time you were born?
I was born, I think it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Italy.
Italy City?
No, Italy. Italia. I'm Italian.
What city in Italy?
Oh, but, the name is Pacendro. P-A-C-I-N-T-R-O. Pacendro. Italy.
Hey, can you do that again?
It's Pacendro. P-A-C-I-N-T-R-O. Pacendro.
Got it.
Italy.
Great. Okay. And where do you live now?
I'm on Long Island.
Okay.
New York.
Great. I have a lot of friends there. Beautiful. Do you like it there?
Oh, thank you. I know Long Island is beautiful. Very cold right now. No snow, but it's cold.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see what we can do for you tonight. Did you have a special question for us?
Really not, because, you know, my husband passed away. I would have liked to meet somebody, but nothing is happening. You know, I tried to go out to meet people. Nothing is happening.
I see.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, sometimes things happen quickly. Okay. Because what I find, and it's coming up this week, what I find is Uranus has been retrograde in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, so it's been very cold and very dry. But it is going direct the 10th of this month.
Okay.
Sudden change in your love life can occur. because of the harmonious aspects of all this Capricorn energy. You've got a Mars in Capricorn, your North Node is in Capricorn, and the tail end of that is your Arabic part of fortune. And this is really a great foundational time for you to find somebody in your local neighborhood. This wouldn't be a long-distance relationship or anything else like that. It would be something that you would be going about your daily business, and all of a sudden it shows up right in front of you, okay? This is what you're looking for. So, but it won't be until after this week that it will happen. So as far as your love life is concerned, it's going to heat up here real shortly, so just trust and have faith. Be open to what's coming at you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm looking for a friend, a companion. I want somebody to love me because I never had that. I know I was married and everything, but my husband, no, he didn't love me that much. He had somebody else on the side, so. But now he passed away. I want somebody for me, who says to me, I love you. I never heard of that.
Well,
now, Jacqueline, are you looking at her natal chart or are you looking at her relocation chart?
Natal.
Okay, because in the relocation chart, yours is going direct to the ninth house of God watching over you, Rita, okay? And what it's going to do within a month, it's going to oppose and attract to Saturn, the great teacher in Scorpio, in your third house, the community where you live now. I so agree with Jacqueline. It's going to come in. Do you go to church?
I go to church, a Catholic church.
Okay. Because the ninth house is the house of God watching over you and inspiration and metaphysics. So anything that inspires you for this next month, maybe two, go to places that inspire you and look around you. Because I feel that there's a spiritual connection you have yet to establish. Right now you're kind of floundering a little bit, okay?
Okay.
So I want you to go to places that inspire you, because if you go to places that inspire you, you will go to a place where others are inspired as well, and you are more apt to be able to open up your heart chakra. And they are more willing to accept you because you're in the same spiritual space as them, honey. This could be absolutely amazing. I so agree with Jacqueline. Yes, and Neptune has not sat on the star in Pisces for 165 years, okay? And what it's doing is it's forming trines to your south node. So Neptune wants you to use your hopes and your dreams and aspirations and fill up the part of yourself that is feeling empty. It's right on you. I so agree with Jacqueline, even though I'm looking at a different picture. Jacqueline and I always get the same bottom line, and this is your time. This is your time.
I'm just up and pray for somebody come along.
Be open to it. It's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming.
Oh, okay.
And keep us posted, okay?
Yes, I will. So thank you so much for your time. And
well, many blessings to you, dear one.
Yes, and have a nice New Year. I know New Year's was here, so Happy New Year's was excellent. Okay,
Happy
it's
New
gonna
Year
be
to
better
you.
Than last year.
You too. God bless. All right, sweet night.
Thank you so much. Have a good night now.
Good night now.
Okay, bye bye.
Sweet.
You know, I just love it because here again, always in astrology, there's just not one confirmation. When you look at one chart and you look at another and you start comparing them, it's so amazing how the same thing will reiterate itself over and over and over again to tell you, hey, this is the direction that's coming. This is what's going on.
And absolutely, and you and I both in the past, even when we got stuck, what we both know, that it was me or you, we'd say, all right, let's take a look at the sidereal chart. Let's take a look at something different and see what shows up, and it's like so cool as that happens.
It is, because there's always another way. If you can't see it one way, you'll see it another. And that's why I love astrology, is because you look at it one way and it's going to confirm it that way, and it's going to confirm it another way if you don't see it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like taking a photograph face front, right side, left side, you know. You're looking at things from a different perspective, but you're still seeing the same being in a different dynamic. So cool. I love it.
Exactly.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Erica 760, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. It's Jeanette. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my dear.
Thank you, lady. Well, I've got, I guess, some things happening in my chart. And my question, first and foremost, is my job currently that I have going on. And if you can just shed some light on any good positive things happening in my career, because right now it seems like it's feeling a bit rocky.
When is your birthday?
It's July 17th.
Got
and
it.
That's the
are, you still, are you still in New York? Yeah.
No, I'm in California, but I was born in New York.
But what city in California are you in now? Because I'm going to look at you in real time.
Okay, Carlsbad.
Ballstadt?
Oh, nice place. Carlsbad is beautiful.
Spell it for me.
C-A-R-L, S is in Sam, B is in boy, A-D is in David.
Got it. Thank you so much. See, because you're living in a different energy grid. See, the way that I do it, and I like to look at the natal too, like Jacqueline does, but I like to look at this in real time because, see, when you move.
Hello?
Did we lose her?
No, I'm here. I don't know what happened.
I don't know where Fredette went. She disappeared on us. I'll tell you what I see, okay, because of course, and we'll wait, and hopefully she'll be able to come back somehow, in the meantime, of course, right now is the whole point. You're feeling some intense energy because you've got the Sun, Mercury, Saturn, Pluto, all in opposition to your Sun, okay?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And this full moon and eclipse are right on top of you, okay? So there's an intensity, and that is both in your fourth, the Capricorn energy in your fourth, opposing into your 10th house of career, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your career and your work environment must be a hotbed of fire right now for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is going through a transformation and change. This is all about you staying steady, staying firm with who you are, staying true to it, and trusting the process that you're going through with your work. You've got this. It is going to be a little intense. But you can manage that intensity as long as you know it's going to go away. And guess what? In one lunar cycle, it'll be gone. Okay?
Whew.
So you've got to make it 28 days. That's
they shut me
bad.
Off, but I'm back. Can you hear me?
Hey!
Welcome back.
I
lost the
back.
Signal because I think 60-mile-an-hour winds here. I lost the signal, so they let me sign back in. I'm back.
Oh, yay.
There you go. So, here again, I'm going to turn it over to Fred after telling you all of that. So, wait that month, because in a month, things will look a lot different than they do now. So, what do you think, Fred?
I didn't know the question, because I was not here.
you started to say that I'm on a different grid. The question is about my career situation.
Mm-hmm. Now, your midheaven star, which is your high aspiration point as far as the spirit within you, what you signed up is a covenant before you were ever conceived. In California, it is different than where you were born. So it's in Taurus. Now, Taurus is the fixed earth sign that's ruled by Venus, the planet of love. All these Capricorn planets, this Capricorn parade right now, is trining the heck out of you. You've got all these blessing lines going to your midheaven star, okay? And so because of that, you have to remember Jupiter's only in Capricorn for a year every 12. It just got in there a few weeks ago. It's going to be there all of 2020, and then it's going to go into Aquarius at the end of this year. So this is the time, again, to take everything you've ever learned and everything you've ever taught and now to put it to work in a new way. The key is because some of these Capricorn planets are squaring your Mars. You have to be very patient, and sometimes that's not easy. Okay? But if you work the strategy first, I'm going to really encourage you with all this Earth that's going on right now to go to the drawing board. Go to the drawing board first before you engage yourself in action. Now, Mars is going to be in Sag now for 7 weeks. It just got in there yesterday morning. So this is the time that you're going to want to go, 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 and you're going to feel that impetus. But do the drawing board thing first, and then go, go, go. Drawing board thing again, go again. This 7 weeks could bring you to fruition. Absolutely.
So just by going to the drawing board, you're saying?
Yep. The key here is strategy. Okay? So you're born with a cardinal water sign. Your Jupiter's in cardinal air. All these planets right now are in cardinal earth. The cardinal energy has one aspiration that they always want to be with integrity, and they want to take the high road. They want to do their personal best. They don't want to compete with anybody else. They just want to beat their own darn record, and you are there, girl. You're there right now.
Well, the thing that I find myself up against is that the environment doesn't feel like it matches my integrity. So I'm having a challenge with that.
You can keep your own personal integrity in any situation.
Yes.
And that is the lesson you're supposed to be learning right now. Yes, ma'am.
Even if it feels out of alignment.
Yep. Don't step out of character for others.
Mm-hmm.
Step in and be their teacher. Step in and be their teacher. This is where you need to be.
Know that it'll also rebalance itself out. Remember, this is a time that things are shifting and changing and transforming, not only the ethics with you, but the ethics with them. So it is about standing firm with that. Watching what changes in your environment. Aphrodite is so correct in this, because by you holding your character, that's, again, that rebalancing that's going on right now. By you holding your character, it can transform and change. So don't deem it as dead. Cancer sometimes gets stuck on, oh, this is just so awful, there's no way to fix it. But by standing on your integrity, you don't have to fix it. Let it fix itself.
Right. And I can definitely live with that. And I also have considered that. It's just that there's a lot of pressure to do things fast rather than correctly. So I'm somebody who likes to, you know, have a high quality product, deliver a high quality product. I don't like to rush.
I'm the same way. I know. Yes. I want to get any personal attention. I want to do my personal best, and that's great. But at the same time, they will learn from you because of the way that you're doing this. They will learn. Okay, it's a process and not an event. While these planets are going through Capricorn, Jupiter's going to take a year to go through there. Saturn's going to be there off and on for the year, and Pluto's going to be there for another few years too. So what you are doing is you are saying, I am doing the best for this company. I am doing the best project you give me. I support the company.
And I'm going to tell
you this.
You
have to let them know that.
I like that. I like that.
I'm also going to tell you this, because when you're under pressure, you don't do your best. It slows you down.
Okay? Exactly.
So you cannot listen. You cannot listen to that thumb of pressure to do your best.
Right.
All it's going to do is make it worse. Again, here, it's about rebalancing it. Like Aphrodite said, stay within your integrity. Do your best job, but don't care so much about what their rhetoric is. Do the next right thing that you know is right, and it will work out.
Okay, well, there's a little bit of bullying, you know. Well, I'm not paying you all this money. You're too slow. You need to go faster.
And here again, think that that person is speaking French and say, and go on. Sing a song. One of my favorite things to do when somebody's doing something like that and being a bully is I like getting into my head and going over Om Shante Shante Shante, Om Shante Shante Shante, Om Shante Shante Shante, which is, you know, it's all about the peace and love and everything else. I don't want to go into the details about that. But
no,
that's what I personally do in my head while they're saying that. And it seems to buffer the situation a little bit more. Not like I'm looking at them and saying it out loud, but it is in my head as they're talking. So I'm not hearing their talking as loud in my head. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So think about doing something like that, because you've got to stay with your own integrity.
Do you see the situation changing, like, for the better? Do you see the situation changing for the better? Does my chart actually indicate a positive movement forward?
So you are the teacher as well as the student here, okay? So you say, do you want me to do it faster, or would you like me to do it best? Okay? And you don't have to say it in an intense way like that. You can just say it. You can be pretty tactful when you want to be, or that, you know, with your sun sign. So say, do you want me to do it faster, or do you want me to give you my best? I want to give you my best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what happens next.
Right. I would
You're letting that put you in a fear space, and you don't have to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to deliver something quality and do it with as much speed as possible. And that is my truth.
Absolutely. Yep. We got to go. We've got all these people on hold. We've only got 13 minutes left.
Okay.
We got to go.
Okay, absolutely.
You keep us posted,
Thank
love, okay?
You. Okay,
God bless
absolutely.
You.
Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. I can see integrity all over this person. Oh, my goodness. Crazy good.
Beautiful.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hi.
415, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, it's Jessica. I wanted to first thank you guys for all the assistance that you've given me over the years. I really appreciate you, and I just want to make sure that you know that I feel that way.
Oh,
so thank you.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Yeah.
That's very sweet, hon.
So I'm the 716 from New Jersey or New York, you have it listed as.
And our last caller was 717. So
I know. When I heard that, I said, okay, I'm getting on today, because I called in a little bit late, but I knew when I said that.
You still live in New York, Jessica?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And both of you two are 24-degree cancers, almost the exact same degree.
Oh, interesting.
Synchronicity, I love it.
So I have a specific question about value with something is changing with me, and I'm still sorting out on how I'm doing it, and I'm looking for guidance with it. I post a lot on social media, and I'm just looking on how to – I'm working out different ways on how to get sort of compensation back, because it no longer works for me just to keep pumping out material. So I just recently started sharing that I'm accepting donations. I've kind of gone through different phases of this through the years, but I'm just – it's not enough. I can't stop posting because I enjoy it. It also is obviously a promotion for my business, but I just feel myself valuing my work more and needing or wanting that. It's just like sort of no longer okay for people just to be reading my stuff and that's it.
Well, here again, you're building and establishing a situation, and I think that I do feel that it's right. There could be different things like different products you can advertise or things like this. This is a great time for you to be in that social media situation, because you're setting strong foundations over the next couple months that are really going to serve you well. One of the things is that Venus right now is transiting into your second house of personal finances in your natal chart, okay? And what that's doing is it's saying that it's going to start building this financial situation. And you're right on the mark as far as the direction I think you should be going is in this social media thing, because Venus is in Aquarius, okay? But it will then transit into your third house. So over the next couple of months, you're going to get more exposure than what you normally would. And this is why you might take on some advertisers or do something like demonstrate different products or things like this for different companies and get compensation for that, or advertise for certain companies that you believe in and have your followers work with that as well, to where you're not only getting compensation from your followers, but you're getting compensation for an outside source for doing the same exact same thing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, that's been a dream for a while. The way that social media works now is like a lot of times you have to have so many followers in order to get that. I don't want to like kind of, you know, I know that's like sort of a limiting viewpoint, so I don't want to like dig that in. But I'm kind of going through some healing around this because I've shared so much in the past and I've just felt like very resentful a lot of times. Like I always am trying to balance out like not over giving. I just I'm gonna just take in what you said rather than defending my stance. Thank you. What do you think of that?
Well, because of all the fire that she has, I really think that the most important thing that you can re-embrace right now is following your heart and living your passion, because you do love what you're doing. And I think that that's naturally going to fall into place. Because, you know, Venus is only going to be in Aquarius for about another week, and then it's going to go into Pisces. When it goes to Pisces, it starts to work with your water. And all these Capricorn planets, we have a parade on the eclipse coming up here on the 10th. Move to your first house of self, you know, expression. And as long as you stay on your integrity, as long as you are doing the best that you can, as long as you're willing to teach and learn simultaneously, you're pretty golden here. So you've gone through a little bit of discouragement, and sometimes when this many Capricorn planets are going through your first house and they're opposing your sun, you can get into these bouts of melancholy. Don't let it get you. Okay? Say to yourself, you know what? I am doing my personal best. I'll try to be more positive, especially with Mars and Sagittarius right now for 7 weeks. It's blasting through your 11th house of the light worker right now. Get conversations going. You're working with social media. Get some conversations going with people. Get into conversations. Talk to people about things. You know, start some group texts, these kinds of things, because this is the perfect time to do it for you. Mars is only in Sag every 2.5 years for 7 weeks. It's now. It's now, honey. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Do you have any idea on why I had sort of like such a long stint of sharing so much and not being compensated for it, like through the social media outlets? Because I know plenty of other people do it and get compensated as far as like clients from it and this and that. And that, I don't know what that was all about for me, that that wasn't really turning into anything for me.
Well, you're a giver by nature, and you're probably doing much more than they asked you to. But you do that from your heart, okay? Don't blame them, because you're a highly inspired individual. So you're always going to go the extra step, okay? And you need to be appreciated. And if the people you're working for are not appreciating you, it's time to make either a lateral move or a move up. Because all your Leo stuff, only your sun is in Cancer. It stands alone. Your moon, your Mercury, your vertex, your Saturn, all in Leo. Mars is comping the heck out of you for 7 weeks, honey. If these people are not appreciating you, look elsewhere. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys.
God bless you. Have
a great week.
Night, love.
God bless you, too. Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We all need to have some appreciation, don't we, Jacqueline?
Yes, we do.
Well, we only have 5 minutes left, but maybe we can take one more. Do you want to go for it?
Okay, let's do that.
Erico 203, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. First time I got on. My name's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
Good. 7/12/1953, 11:51 a.m.
Hold on.
Where? East Coast, Connecticut.
What city?
Connecticut.
What city?
Oh, New Haven.
Thank you.
Okay, since you said it so quickly, I'm very slow, so you have to work with me. What year were you born?
53.
And the time again?
11:51 a.m.
Excellent, thank you. And in New Haven,
did you say
right?
53 or 63?
53.
Same as me. I'm 7/22/53. Cool beans.
Oh, wow.
And again, that was 11:51 a.m. or p.m.?
A.m.
Okay. Just want to make sure I got that right. Sorry.
Okay.
So you have a question for us tonight?
My life has been really, it's as if I agreed on a contract of hell, and I really need to start reaping rewards at age 66. And there's a lot of talk about this year, manifesting good stuff. What do you see coming in for me? I'm really hoping for love, relationship, living on some land, peace, money, everything, package deal. Because I haven't had any of that.
Are you still living in New Haven, Connecticut?
Yeah, and I want out of here.
All right, let's take a look. Your chart is as crazy busy as mine. You poor thing. Oh, my goodness. Yep, because I'm one of the 22nd, because I'm only born, you know, a couple weeks after you. And I have to tell you, we have a lot of oppositions right now. We want to hit the ground running. We want things to be fair. All that's going on. But do you have family where you live now?
I got a sister close by. We're not that close. I have a son with a, he's got a baby and a wife in New York City.
Well, if you were, you where would you, where,
go ahead.
Where would you like to go?
Well, someday they'll move to Massachusetts. I moved my son to Massachusetts when he was 14, and I feel like I left my heart there. I'd like to be there or somewhere around that area in the woods.
I was born and raised in Worcester, Massachusetts, honey. This is so funny. We're talking tonight. I love this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what? You can take the girl out of New England, but you can't take New England out of the girl, is my saying.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Although I could go down south where there's fiddle music.
Well, I'm going to say this about this. Is this because this full moon that's coming up in this eclipse is right on top of you. So the intensity is there both in your Mars and your sun sign and Uranus, okay? It's time to roll up those sleeves and get going, okay? So it's all about creating a plan or a strategy. I would spend some time really looking at forward at the strategy of what you want. I like you next to the water. So, you know, Massachusetts is just fine. As long as you're closer to the water. If you know, again, the woods are no problem. Again, you want that isolation, but you need to have some water around you, okay? Just to let you know that. But this whole time is about transformation and change. This year is a shift, and it's a shift in your empowerment to be able to say, no, this is what I want, this is what I'm going, and this is my new cycle in life. It's about starting over at this point in time. What do you think, Aberdette?
I think you're right. I'm going to look at your progress chart for just a second, Pat, and I want to see if you have power lines in Massachusetts.
Hey,
what do you do for work? What do you do for work?
I would like someday to be successful at my animal portrait business. Right now I do dog walking and sort of a bunch of different things. I've been really involved in therapy for healing. I actually just did some magnetic stimulation therapy, and I think it really damaged my brain. I'm really trying to recuperate from that. And I feel a huge sense of betrayal from this university hospital that was doing it. I think they were not honest, and I think their research versus FDA approved. So I'm really kind of loopy right now.
Well, you have a Sun-Pluto conjunction power line for vocation and career that runs directly vertical. It goes through Holyoke, Springfield, Windsor, Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut. You've got a large yellow shade area here. I think it has more to do with the city or town you choose, and also about you taking back your power. Okay?
Yeah.
And that is a personal decision that's going to come from deep within you. It has nothing to do with location in astrology. Because Pluto is a planet of transformation. It's life, death, rebirthing. It's being able to transmute energy. And
right.
You have a nice power line that moves through that area. So look at the neighborhood. Look at the city. Look at the town. Look at how it feels to you. Go there and use your own psychic stuff to rediscover it. And see where you want to position yourself. It's going to bring you closer to your family, and that will be great. But it's also about you, honey. It's also about you. Okay?
And go where? What was the line? You said Springfield?
It goes through Holyoke, Springfield, Windsor, and Hartford. It goes straight down.
Okay.
It's a vertical line. It's a Sun-Pluto conjunction line on the basis of your progress chart, not your natal, okay? And
on the basis of what
strong
chart?
Enough. I lived in Holyoke for years, and I have to tell you, I loved Holyoke. I loved Holyoke.
You do?
I worked
okay.
at Holyoke Hospital for, like, I think, like 5 or 7 years. The people there were so friendly. It was a real community. I loved it. I loved it.
Okay.
You know, so look into places where you can be close to your family, but you can reintroduce yourself to your now evolving individuality as well. That's important
yeah.
to you. Okay? All right, honey.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you. Do you see a relationship?
We can't go any farther. We're already off the air,
okay.
honey. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you.
All right, God bless.
God bless.
All right, sweet night. All right, bye. There are a lot of people still holding. We should tell them where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station. We're so happy that you called in and you listened. And keep the faith. New Year. God bless you all. Have a sweet night.
Happy New Year. Good night.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.